Sports Radio The Ticket is putting the spotlight on high school football. This is the Prep Rally, brought to you by Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together.
Love it. Thank you, Mountain West Bank. You guys are the best. Let's hit up that Fat Guy's Fresh Deli hotline. And speaking of the best, Mike Prater, how about a former first-round draft pick? How about a Super Bowl champion? How about a Boise State legend? And I'll just say this right now, a future Boise State Hall of Famer. And now, the pride, the prodigal son, the favorite son, Shay McClellan, comes home to Marsing to put the head coach headset on and bring them that elusive state championship. Mike Prater, we got Shay McClellan on the line with us.
Let's do it, buddy.
How'd you like that intro, McClellan? Eh?
Man, I need to bring you around more often, man. I love that. That was awesome. I'm going to take you to Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. How about that?
Let's do it.
You can do that.
Yeah, let's hang out. You give me information. You tell me old football stories, and I'll go around and publicize you, man. All kidding aside, Shay, you know, you spent 1 year last year at Coal Valley Christian, offensive coordinator. We had you on last year talking about it, and obviously you took to coaching a little bit because now you're back at Marsing High School where you're from. And I'll just ask you this. What made this the right decision for you and your family at this time, bro?
Man, you know, my goal was to always be a head coach by the time I was 35. I'm 32 now. So, you know, for me, you know, with the job opening up, I think it was just right. You know, I think eventually I was going to end up at Marsing one way or another. I think it's just meant to be. You know, I'm from there, and it's just hard to see him, you know, lose so much. It's hard to see that. It's hard to see even, you know, teams they play against, you know, they – just don't take him seriously. I know because, you know, I was on one of the opposing teams, so I know, you know what I mean? And so it's just tough to see that as a former alumni, as, you know, as a coach. So, you know, I just want to be there, help them out, and, you know, hopefully lead them to the top one day.
We're talking to Shay McClellan, former Super Bowl champion, former Boise State star, now heading to Marsing High School. You turn left and head south to Reno. You know exactly where Marsing is, right there on the Snake River. Shay, let's talk about, you know, that losing and the passion and how that captured your attention and how that's important to you. A lot of us keep in touch with our high schools. A lot of us keep, you know, the passion toward our high schools. It's obviously very, very important to you. So how do you feed off this passion and become a good coach and turn these guys around to win some football games?
Man, you know, I think the first object in the way is just getting kids out to go play. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think me coming back and being there, I think that'll help out a little bit. But also, whoever I bring in as a staff, I think that's going to help too. So that'll be bringing a little excitement, hopefully get some more kids that way. And then, you know, once we start building the program that we want to build, eventually, you know, start racking up some wins and, you know, make it fun for the kids again, because I don't think it's, you know, been fun. Obviously, losing's never fun, but, you know, make it fun for them. But at the same time, you know, they got to understand it's going to be a lot of hard work, you know, because you can't. You know, I'm just not going to show up just because I'm there. You know, we're not just going to win games. It's not how it works. You know, the players win games. The coaches are there to, you know, put them in the positions to win games. But, you know, hopefully after a while, you know, word gets out, oh, Marcy's starting to win. Hey, let's get some more kids over there. Hopefully, you know, kids start piling up and, you know, we get a better turnout. And, you know, at the end of the day, these kids, you will understand, you know, what we want to do. As a program, where we want to go and who we want to be. And, you know, like I said, it'll just turn into passion and excitement. And, you know, from there, you know, who knows?
Shay McClellan, it sounds like, and it certainly appears, that football has been in your blood since the day you were born. But you've always been a player. And I know for the last couple of years in California and a couple stops here in Idaho, you have been a high school coach. What kind of coach are you? What kind of head coach are you going to be? And I'm assuming there might even be a little Chris Peterson love in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'll always have some Chris, Coach Pete in me. You know, like I said in the Statesman, you know, he was more worried about dude's characters rather than wins. And, you know, at the end of the day, wins took care of themselves, because we knew that he was all in for us. And, you know, we wanted to go out there and, you know, play the best that we could and play together and get wins for the coaching staff. And I think, you know, when the players know that you have their best interest in heart, you know, they'll do anything for you. And for me, like, my coaching style is, I'm pretty intense, man, because I'm a competitive guy. So I don't like to lose, you know, so I can get intense, especially on game days. I just love competition. And I think, you know, that's kind of why I chose, that's part of the reason why I chose to coach was just the competition aspect of it. So I would say I'm intense, passionate, and, you know, I'm just excited to get started. So.
He's firing me up, Prater. We got to get to Marsing next fall and watch a game with Shea McClellan. Maybe he can even pull some strings and get us a sideline pass. I know those are going to be those are going to be at a premium at Marsing High School next year. Yeah. The great Shea McClellan with us. Shea, you know, most of your student athletes, they're going to be like me. You know, high school football, that's going to be it for them. They're not going to be able to pursue this thing farther. So, and the wins and losses, obviously, that is a major goal. But in high school football, it's more than just winning and losing. There's lessons that I think a high school football coach is partly responsible for teaching. Describe some of the values. What are those going to look like in a Shea McClellan football program? Because, again, it's got to be a little more than the wins and losses, man.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what high school football is about. You know, it's about making these young men great for the community. You know, when they become adults and when they become older, you want to just make them great men. You want to make them great leaders, you know, great fathers, great siblings, great sons, you know, great partners in life. That way, you know, that's the ultimate goal as a coach, I think, is just to make these young men just great men, you know, for the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wins is kind of the side thing, you know, but I think the main goal is just, hey, what can we do? Like the Coach Pete model, you know what I mean? Like, what can we do to make these guys great men for the future? And, you know, that's my ultimate goal, is just to make them as great as they can be. But for me, you know, the values that, you know, I'm going to install is just hard work, sacrifice, commitment, perseverance. You know, I think all those kind of, that's just football, man. And, you know, the last one, teamwork, obviously. But I think, you know, those are just great values for life. You know, you can't, you know, you're not just given anything, you know what I mean? You have to work hard if you want to be good or great at something. So for me, that's the most important. And then secondly, you got sacrifice, right? I mean, you have to sacrifice something to be great. It's going to be something. So that's what these kids got to realize, man. You can't just show up, right? You got to sacrifice something. So what are you going to sacrifice to be great? So, you know, I'm just excited to, you know, teach those guys those values, because, you know, for me, when I was in high school, like, you know, I didn't have more talent than the next guy. I just worked harder and I sacrificed more than they did, you know, and that's where I got to be where I was just the sacrifice and the hard work. So I think it's good that I'm coaching there, because I'm living proof that, you know, you can make it from a small town like that. So, you know, I think that'll kind of help them just believe more in themselves, that, you know, they can achieve something great in life.
Here's a guy, Prater, and I kind of feel like, I mean, he's part Chris Peterson, part Bill Belichick, right? I mean, think about this. Like, I mean, Shea McClellan is a defensive player. Bill Belichick is a defensive mastermind. I guarantee you he's going to implement some defensive philosophies that he learned from some guy named Belichick, and then obviously building a team and all this. I mean, you have resources, Shea McClellan, that other high school coaches just unfortunately really aren't able to have, because they can't go that far in football. That's got to be a huge tool for this thing, right? I mean, how much are you going to try to implement, you know, stuff learning from guys like Belichick and Chris Peterson to, you know, fall camp starting August 15th in Marsing, Idaho, right?
Right, exactly. And I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, because, you know, I want to implement, you know, so much of the stuff I learned, but at the same time, I can't put too much on these kids. You know what I mean? Like, they're only in high school. And so I think for me and, you know, the rest of the coaching staff is just, you know, we got to be smart about it. We got to be, you know, kind of the Bill Belichick model is like, all right, we got to, you know, watch film, figure out what these kids are good at and do what they're best at. You know, we can't just go in there and install our stuff and think it's going to work. You know, we got to see what kind of kids we have. We got to work with, you know, their abilities and their skill level and that all that kind of thing. And, you know, we can't put too much on their plate. And I think that's something I learned, this year coaching at Coal Valley too. I had all these ideas and I wanted to, you know, install all this kind of, you know, great offense. And I was like, oh, let's try this and this and this. And I think at the end of the day, I just put a little bit too much on their plate when I should have just narrowed it down a little bit. So, you know, you live and you learn. That's the way it is. But I think for me this season, I definitely learned, like, hey, man, you can't put too much on their plate. You got to narrow some things down, figure out what they're really, really good at, and, you know, just go from there and take advantage of that.
Shay, I don't want to get too deep here or too crazy, but I've always been fascinated by your journey. Not only were you a great football player at Boise State, one of seven Boise State football players, only seven, to actually play in a Super Bowl and win a championship ring. And then football was over for you. And I know that story in The Athletic last year about, you know, what you're going to do post-football. You talked about depression. You talked about anxiety. You talked about picking up pickleball to fill the competitive Jones, because I think that's what you were chasing, to fill the competitive Jones. Is football and coaching now part of your life forever because of that competitive and what you've learned over the last couple of years? And how do you teach the mental aspect of what you're about to go out and teach in addition to the X's and O's?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, football will always be a part of my life. And, you know, like you guys have been saying, or like you guys said, I mean, I've been playing for, you know, for however long, you know, 15 plus years, and now I'm done. And, you know, what do you do? Like, I always had a plan, and, you know, most guys don't have plans after they're done. I always had a plan, but, you know, my plan kind of, you know, it didn't happen, and I didn't have a backup plan to my plan. You know what I mean? So I think there's, you know, that's something that's hard to juggle, and it's something that I wasn't quite prepared for. You know, I thought my first plan would work out, so I wouldn't need another plan, but you always got to have a backup plan. But, you know, to your question, like, it's you know, you just have to go out there and just, you know, kind of just do what you know, and, you know, teach these guys, to the best of your ability, and, you know, and just to make them succeed in life. And, you know, like you said, I did deal, and I still deal with, you know, depression, anxiety, and like you said, I'm always jonesing for competition. And so I think coaching will always be there for me. And that's something that, you know, I just don't do it for the competition aspect of it. I do it just because I want, you know, to teach kids what I didn't know at their age, and hopefully put them that much closer to success than I was, you know, at their age. And secondly, obviously, is, you know, to make them great young men. Those are the main reasons I do it. And competitive is also there too. But, you know, that's why I have pickleball on the side. get in the action, actually, you know, because I only have so much control over coaching. Whereas pickleball, it's either, man, I suck, or, all right, I'm winning.
Hey, Shay McClellan, have you caught up with Kellen lately? I mean, he's a play caller at a different level, but, I mean, you and Kellen played together. Yeah. I know you were close friends throughout that whole process.
For sure.
Give us a little Kellen update. You talk to him. What's going on with him?
Evan, I got to find his number, man, because he probably has a different number now. So I got to get in touch with him, but... Yeah, I definitely want to talk to him at some point and kind of just get his philosophy, because he's out there killing it, man. So it's just great to see. And, you know, I think all of us knew that Kellen was going to be successful. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before he's a head coach at, you know, in the NFL or college or wherever he wants to coach, honestly. It's just a matter of time. And it's just exciting to see. And, I would love to chat with him and, you know, get some ideas from him. I think that would be just awesome. So I'm going to have to try to reach out to him for sure.
Absolutely. The great Shay McClellan with us, and we're going to let you go, Shay. Wish you the best of luck at Marsing. And just those teams you were on, 2010, 2011, just loaded with NFL talent. I mean, that must be cool to think back on. You were really, it was like Camelot here at Boise. You were really here during like the best era. You guys are ranked in the top five every year. Just what memories you have. And we can't talk to you enough, man. I love going down memory lane with you. And Shay, you know, stay close friend of the show, man. Let's keep having you on, dude.
Yeah, I will for sure, man. I'm down to talk anytime, so just hit me up. And, you know, I love talking to you guys, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Love it. There's Shay McClellan. A lot of Bronco fans going to be pulling for Marsing High School moving forward, future Boise State Hall of Famer, the great Shay McClellan. We have soapboxes to hop on, actually. Yeah, we do. I always do that, Prater. I kind of get lost in the 5 o'clock hour sometimes because the show's just so good.
And it goes fast. I still think it's 3:30 right now.
Right? Hey, Sports Radio The Ticket, we are moving. You've probably heard this, but 2022, we're still going to have the same awesome show and lineup, but we're a little further to the right on your radio dial, guys. January 3rd, that's the date. Sports Radio The Ticket moves to 95.3 FM. And you can listen to The Ticket on all your streaming devices still as well. We are moving, Prater. 95.3. It's going to be a new era of KTIK.
This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ball Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.